Tanis Esther, Tafshanayin Vav. In a few hours, we will enter into the holy Yom Tif of Purim. We wanted to share with you something that I saw from Harav Elimelech Biderman, who is a Magid in Eretz Yisrael. And he said a beautiful story, and it's apropos to Purim. The story goes that the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov came to him, and they told him that in a certain locale there was an issue, there was no rain. And they asked the Baal Shem Tov, what should we do? The Baal Shem Tov said to them, travel to a far-off city, and you'll find someone there who's the town drunk. Get him sober, and as soon as you're able to get him sober, tell him what your need is, and you will be able to ask him for a bracha, and he'll give you that bracha, and as a result, you will be able to get out of the tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you. So, they travel to that city, they find the person, he's taka the drunk of the city, and they're able to get him sober, and they tell him that there hasn't been any rain in this and this place, and we need a bracha that there should be rain. So he gave him a bracha that there should be rain, and immediately the bracha was mekuyim. There was rain that came down into the city, into the area, into the province. They came back to the Baal Shem Tov, and they asked the Baal Shem Tov, what did this person do, this drunk, what was his chus that he should be able to give a bracha that should be mekuyim, that should be fulfilled on the spot? So the Baal Shem Tov told him something extremely, extremely interesting. This fellow, this drunk, quite a few years before, had been on his way to commit a certain terrible sin. And he had a bag of money with him. As he was approaching the sin, as he was approaching to do whatever he wanted to do, he saw a woman crying that her husband had been thrown into the dungeon by the pirates. We all know that the pirates was somebody who would, where the Jews rented land, they were landowners, and if you didn't pay rent, which quite often happened, they asked for astronomical sums, the father, the Baal Mishpacha would be thrown into prison, and or worse. So she told this man, she said, we're about to lose everything. My husband's in the dungeon. If we don't get the money by this evening, we're doomed. To which he replied, how much is it? She told him the amount, and the amount was the exact amount of money that he had in his bag. At that moment, he decided to give that money to her, and as a result, this family was saved. The husband was saved. The wife did not become an almana. The children did not become yisaimim, and they lived happily ever after. In Shemayim, said the Baal Shem Tov, there was a tremendous rash. There was a tremendous bahala. There was a tumult. What should we do with this person? So they decided that since he had saved the family and he had left the Avera, and he had not done the Avera, he would have the power to give a bracha at any time. But he was on his way to do this terrible Avera. So it was decided in Shemayim that he would become a drunk. What does this have to do with Purim? Well, we see that the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Chai v'nish l'besumi b'puralia adol yadam en ar haman l'baruch Mordechai. A person, according to many paiskim, the Gemara means that he has a chiyuv to get drunk on Purim until he doesn't know the difference between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. What kind of mitzvah is this on Purim? We're supposed to get drunk? We don't find anywhere in Judaism, in the Torah, that getting drunk is part of our mitzvahs. It's not really part of our DNA. It's not something that us as Jews, we do. So based on this story, maybe we can understand a little bit. The kayach, the strength of Purim is so great. The power that a Jew has on Purim is so great that he is able to affect things in Shemayim that he cannot do during the rest of the year. And for that reason, we get drunk on Purim because we are so happy that we have that kayach that we don't usually have. However, just like with the story of the Baal Shem Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to get drunk because we might not do the right thing that we're supposed to do. So it's a double-edged sword. But the idea behind Purim is that we have that power to affect change. With our tefillos, with our maisim, we have a mitzvah to give mishloach manos ish l're'ehu. It's a time of the year where we can reach out to other people and help them. reach out to other people that we don't usually necessarily have a relationship with and do for them, sending packages to them, providing them with financial resources. And really, this has a lot to do with what Chazal tell us, which brought down many, many Kadmonim talk about it. Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is like Purim, which everybody asks, how is that possible? Yom Kippur is like Purim. The idea is, yes, Yom Kippur is like Purim. Because on Yom Kippur, we can affect change. We can affect change by davening all day, by asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for Slicha v'Kapara. And on Purim, through our happiness, we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change things. We have the capabilities through our tefillos of being able to do things on Purim that we can't do during the rest of the year. And that's really why Yom HaKippurim is Yom Kippurim. Then on Yom HaKippurim, we're fasting. We're not really ourselves. On Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, act like yourselves. Act normal. Eat, drink, do all the things that you do during the whole year and realize that that's something that you can turn into something great. The Oisius of Amalek, the letters of Amalek are Ayin Mem Lamed Kuf, which is Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lach. We know Rashi tells us, and Parshas Kedoshim, Chazal tell us, that Kedoshim Tiyu Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lach. We have a mitzvah that even though we have some things that are permitted to us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah enjoins us to do the right things with it. And that's the idea that we have on Purim, is to do the right things with the Gashmis that we're given, and with that we can reach even greater heights. I just want to conclude that, as we know, the terrible stories that happened yesterday in Europe, things that are going on around the world, it's a time of extreme, extreme chayshach. It's a time of extreme, extreme danger for Klal Yisrael, Rachman al-Latzan. Here, abroad, Eretz Yisrael, of course, Achenu b'nei Yisrael, b'Eretz Yisrael. We should learn the lesson from Purim. We should take this Gevaldiga, Gevaldiga Yom HaKadosh, this holy day, a day which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as a present, that we can daven for what we need, ask for what we need, and try to make sure that the Yetzirah doesn't get in the way, does not stop us from keeping that singular focus of realizing how great this day is, being Mekayim the Mitzvahs to its fullest, being Mispal as much as possible, and in Mirtz Hashem will be Zeicha, that even though we know that all the other Mayadim will be Batal, the Purim will continue even after Mashiach comes, B'mheirah B'yameinu, Amen.